I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Whatever we just witnessed was absolutely ridiculous because the Raptors, it seemed like every moment, any chance they could, they tried to make as many Toronto Raptors fans have a heart attack watching this screen because that was just one of the most thrilling games of basketball. Definitely we've seen this season, maybe with the exception of that Bulls game. The Spurs game was pretty good as well, but this one was just hitting different and it couldn't have come at a better time because the Toronto Raptors came out flat in their last outing against the Orlando Magic and really turned the gear against another really solid team in the Indiana Pacers. I mean, guys like Tyrese Halliburton needs more respect across the NBA. He was remarkable in this one tonight, but the Toronto Raptors took every punch, took every hit, took every opportunity to really just drag this game out, to really just keep the Toronto Raptors fans on the edge of their seat, and they were able to get a W. And I am pumped up about it because, as I said, a lot of hearts were broken. A lot of people were mad at following that loss to the Orlando Magic, but they just rope us back in. They have moments where they look lethargic, they look down, they look like a squad that needs to be blowing up the roster next week, right? They have those types of games, and then we have games like this one where they're engaged. The Raptors come out locked in, ready to go. Top guys are playing like top guys. Everything is flowing, gelling together. No matter what type of punches are coming from the other end, the Raptors just found a way to win in this one. And if we get this energy night in, night out from this Toronto Raptors team, then, I mean, there's no team that we can't step on the floor with. And obviously, it's unsustainable for over the course of a season. We're still very nascent into the year. It's not fully developed in terms of how the season's going to play out. We have a lot of very important games over the next sort of week or so that we're going to dive into, but I'm basking in the moment. I'm taking this one in because I am thrilled. That high has been felt from this Toronto Raptors game because this was an absolute thriller. And before we talk about the end, before we talk about sort of the back and forth battle that just happened, I want to give a little request. We are very, very close to 30,000 subscribers. Very close. I mean, looking at the stats as well, I've been breaking out this graph. Over half of the viewers that have been watching the channel haven't been subscribed. So, I mean, if some of you guys that are watching this vid here today that aren't subscribed, hit that subscribe button. It would mean the world to me to hit 30,000 subs. I mean, first, today's November 23rd by the time this video is going to get uploaded. Our first actual proper video on YouTube is on November 23rd. 6 years ago at this point. So hitting that 30,000 subscriber mark would be huge. It's my birthday today as well. I know that date specifically because I uploaded the first proper video, the Lonzo Ball video, on our birthday. A couple weird podcasts we uploaded before that. I don't count those, but a little ramble for a sub request, but it would be really nice to hit that 30,000 subs on November 23rd, 2023. But, you know, appreciate you guys as always for watching. But let's dive into this game because this was an absolute thriller. And first guy that we have to talk about is Pascal Siakam because, again, a lot of people have been talking about dealing him away, not wanting to pay our top guys, and I know one game's not going to sway anybody from different camps and things like that, but Pascal showed tonight the value that he can provide for any given team. I mean, 36 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block in this one, 13 to 24 from the field, and really, especially the first half, right? Like, starting off this game, Pascal came out and said, hey, guys, we had this ugly sort of game against the Orlando Magic yesterday. We need to come out with some fire, with some energy. We need a top guy to step up like a top guy. And regardless if you think if Scottie's the alpha on this team or Pascal or OG, whoever the heck you want it to be, Pascal showed up tonight and really performed.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Formed, especially on the offensive end for this Raptors squad. And this is what we love to see because, again, it's been a down year, small sample size so far in the season, but shooting the basketball, you know, percentage-wise, not getting the same type of touches he was getting with Nick Nurse and those types of systems. I mean, there's been a lot of criticism thrown the way, especially after losses, about how we're basically running a similar offense to what we had last year, but without the ball ending up into our top guys' hands as often. But I don't know, game by game, the offense feels a lot different, so I won't dive into that too much in this one. But tonight, the ball ended up in Pascal's hands. He was delivering all over the court. I mean, you know, this is the spicy pee we love to see. And then it allows Scottie Barnes to not have to completely go off on any given night. And he showed up later in this game, but I mean, hit his three and stuff, but was making free throws, scoring around the rim, getting baskets, doing hustle plays. Show some respect. If the wave of hate is going to come to Pascal Siakam every time he struggles a little bit, every time he has a down game, pour this man some love. Give him some respect. Give him some shout-outs, you know, when he has monster performances like this. And don't be yelling out, oh, he's feasting on the bad teams. The Indiana Pacers are a legit squad. They are a team that is nasty. They're in the Eastern Conference right now. 6 in the East. You know, a lot better record than the Toronto Raptors right now. Could be honestly a little better at times. I mean, looking at their stats, Halliburton, you know, Buddy Hield had big games in this one. They have a really solid squad there for Indiana. So the fact Pascal stepped up like this in a big game such as this one, give this man some love. Shout out to Spicy P. Shout out to Pascal Siakam. We absolutely love to see that from him here. And Another guy that, again, some Raptors fans are hyped about, some aren't. He's filling in for Fred VanVleet, so I think the sentiments have been a lot more positive than they might be given his up and down play over the course of the season. But Dennis Schroeder has really proven to be a great signing for this Raptors squad. And tonight, we saw it again, 26 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, you know, 10 of 16 from the field, 2 of 5 from the three-point line, hit a really clutch 3 in the end of this game. The Raptors are down by 5 with about a couple minutes to go, and usually down the stretch, I mean, especially the way the Pacers have been closing out games over the course of this year, the Raptors have been unable to sort of execute down the stretch. Dennis Schroeder even being a part of that in previous games, he hit a really sort of timely 3 at the end of this one, which, you know, changed the momentum of this game. He missed a couple down the stretch as well, but that one was very timely. OG followed it up with another 3 in the corner, so that was great to see. And, you know, bringing up OG Anunoby, he also had a solid game in this one. I mean, 13 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. I thought from the eye test, he's playing solid defense, doing his thing out there, even though whoever he was switching on, Heald, Halliburton, and these guys did end up going off. I don't think it was a product of OG or something like that, but, you know, OG, Schroeder hit some clutch shots down the stretch. Pascal had a nice sort of put back down there. And I thought Scotty Barnes, even though, again, the efficiency wasn't crazy, 20 points, 12 rebounds, 4 steals, 4 assists, this man continues his emergence onto the star level stage. So our starting unit really performed in this one. Even Poeltl, again, 6 points, 3 or 4 from the field. Quiet 29 minutes. I felt like it wasn't out there as much there, but I had 6 assists, which is great to see, facilitating the offense. Again, our offense looks so different game by game. It's tough to really peg what the 0.5, whatever the term Darko Rajakovic used for their offense, running fast and stuff. But tonight, we ran a lot of the offense through Poeltl when he was out there on the court. Didn't score a lot by any means, but, you know, had his impact. The starting unit played really well in this game and ended up leading the Toronto Raptors to, you know, holding out through this game. There were moments where the bench came in and did some things as well. We'll talk about those guys. But it's nice to see the starters put up some big numbers, put up some big games, and, you know, match the Indiana Pacers because they were running top heavy. Both teams really wanted to win this game. This is a big game for both sides because even though the records are a little bit stretched right now, you know, over the course of the season, those can even out. And the Raptors and Pacers could potentially be, you know, in the mix and fighting for similar playoff seeding. So great to see the Toronto Raptors come out and get the stud, the starter step up. But the bench, that's where a lot of the storylines are going to come out from this one. I want to start off with the positives because I know people are waiting to bag on Gary. But Malachi Flynn, playing clutch fourth quarter minutes. Who would have thought? Who would have thought if someone came into this year and said, hey guys, Malachi Flynn is going to be your most consistent, going to be your most reliable player off the bench. Now that might be an exaggeration, but the last two games, that's sort of what it's felt like, game in, game out. He's been a steady presence. He's not rushing anything. And man, say what you want about Darko. Again, say what you want about the different styles of offense, the motivation, the things like that. The leash he gave to Malachi Flynn, let him play through struggles in preseason, let him play through struggles in the first month of the year. It is paying off in significant dividends because he looks like a legit NBA guy now at this point. He's playing defense, he's facilitating. Tonight in this game, 14 points, 6-8 from the field, 2 assists, 4 rebounds. I felt like he had more sort of facilitating than just the 2 assists there, but man, shout out to Flynn. Shout out to Darko for giving him that opportunity. And, you know, he's earning himself a contract because, again, we weren't sure what would happen in the future of Flynn. He didn't get his extension, which no one really expected, given he's been in the doghouse his entire Toronto Raptors career. But proven why, you know, proven that smooth look and jump shot, proven that he's a legit backup guard in the NBA. Even if he's inconsistent, even if he's not perfect, he's showing game in, game out over the past few weeks, especially, that he's a legit NBA guy. So shout out to Malachi Flynn for stepping up. And Otto Porter Jr. got some run in this one, and I was disappointed. I expressed my frustrations that Otto Porter Jr. was only playing garbage minutes in our last outing. And tonight, even the box score doesn't indicate he did anything crazy. 3 points. Plus minus is an indicator that he was out there for some good lineups, played some really strong defense, and he's just a stabilizing presence to that bench unit. He doesn't do anything wrong. He doesn't do anything just that hurts the team. And he can knock down threes. He can score you some buckets if needed. Tonight, it wasn't really needed from him. So Otto Porter Jr. needs to be a staple in our rotation game in, game out. That's something I hope Darko Rajakovic sort of feels going forward. And then Boucher at 6 points. Didn't miss his, make his threes, didn't have a serious impact on this one, but the guy I know a lot of people are sort of discussing and talking about is Gary Trent Jr., and especially those missed free throws at the end, what is it, the OG's moment of the game. The Raptors are up by 1, Gary Trent Jr. gets fouled, has a nice sort of long catch. I always get worried when those full court passes get thrown out at the end of games. But Gary Trent Jr. goes to the free throw line, shoots the free throws. Amazing free throw shooter. I think he's 85%+ from the free throw line. Misses the first one, in and out. Second one, in and out. You know, not horrible misses, not complete chokes, but the two shots missed, and then Buddy Hield nearly banks in a game-winning three at the end of this game. The Raptors still got the W, but a little scary moment there from Gary Trent Jr. Again, I like that Gary Trent Jr., at least in this one, did some little things, hustled on the defensive end, but, you know, he's got to be a scorer. I mean, if he's going to be a guy that for this Toronto Raptors team that gets extended, that gets a part made a part of the future, he had 8 points in this one. Wasn't horrible by any means. Plus 14 from the plus-minus standings as well. But, you know, 2 of 5 from the field. We need more buckets from Gary Trent Jr. game in, game out. We were able to survive without in this one. But off the bench, he needs to score more points. And where Flynn has made some money, has made a future contract for himself, Gary Trent Jr. is definitely losing a bit of bread. But I don't know. The Raptors ended up getting a massive W in this one. I'm feeling elated. I'm feeling great. So hopefully this team can carry the momentum, because looking at our schedule coming up over the next few games, the Bulls, the Cavs, the Nets, those three games are against teams that, you know, the Cavs and the Nets are right ahead of us in the standings. You know, even though it feels like we're really far down, only half game up on us in terms of the Nets. And then obviously the Cavs are couple games ahead of us, but we get a couple of these wins, that will be huge for pushing us up in the standings. And then, you know, we also face off against the Suns, who are injury depleted right now, so we should get some wins. And then we face the Knicks twice. So, you know, this Raptor squad can do it. They can make a push. As devastated as we felt against the Wizards, they bounce back, and hopefully the momentum carries into the games going forward. But let me know what you guys think about this Toronto Raptors win, how you're feeling about the squad right now. You guys are best to make it far. Subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. As said, very, very close to 30,000 subscribers, so mean the world to me if you hit that subscribe button. Anyways, I'm signing out. Cheers.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.